Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The question there was, why Deshaun couldn't get into his rhythm? That's what this question was centered around. And he said, well, you know, I'm not going to answer that. Instead, I'm going to talk about how, not, you know, it's not just a one-man offense there. We all got to do better. I got to coach better. They got to catch better. They got to block better. It's not just a one-man offense. So Kevin Stefanski, elusive as ever when it comes to logic or accountability. Now, the logic thing was unfair, but accountability, yes. But it's JP. Welcome in, buddy.
Yo. What's up, man?
Not much. Well, I don't know if you heard this.
Have you heard about this? Have you seen about this?
The Browns crapped the bed yesterday on national television.
Yeah, we spent so much of the pregame show talking about them not doing that exact thing.
The vibes were immaculate downtown.
Oh, we had such good vibes.
I mean, those were insane vibes yesterday, and they ended about, honestly, it was, I think Nathan had it right. I don't know if you were listening to when we had Nathan on earlier. He said somewhere in the third quarter. Right, like at the start of the third quarter is when things kind of went sideways.
Third quarter. Once I got the fan a halftime meltdown, I think that was when the vibes completely turned. I don't know.
Okay, I thought that was...
It was premature.
It was.
By a lot.
It was awesome. By a lot.
When your comment was dead on. When was this filmed in like 1972?
Yeah.
I don't know how we found that, but yeah. I thought it was around somewhere between... I don't know. I tweeted out right before the half. It couldn't have gone any worse. But I think a lot of people were holding on to the hope that the second half was going to be that much better, Nick. And then obviously the game was already done and it was blouses and there was no going back.
I wasn't the only person thinking the Baltimore game, right?
You had to be thinking the Baltimore game. You thought about the Washington game in year one with Deshaun, right? Second half of that game goes for 100 yards. Amari Cooper, 2 touchdowns, 3 touchdowns total. We were all thinking that. I was like, of course this is going to happen. And then it didn't happen.
It did not happen. It did not happen in a spectacular way. So it's not that I'm trying to deflect any blame from Deshaun. He played as poorly as he could play outside of a drive in the third quarter. But I thought anybody putting it just on Deshaun, I mocked Kevin there. I do agree that like everyone dropped the ball yesterday because I felt like energy, vibes, whatever you want to call it, I felt like that's why that turned from a game that was uncomfortable to a game that was out of reach by a wide margin.
Rodney McLeod today said that he thought they were playing hard until like the fourth quarter. Like they like in the sideline, they didn't think that they were out of it. There was a part of me, if I can just admit how dumb of a person I am for a second here. I was thinking about the Jets game from a couple years ago where you erased the Joe Flacco game, actually, where you erased the 2-touchdown deficit. And it's like, well, maybe something like that could happen. But the game was gone and we all knew it. It was too tough. How about the job that Stefanski did in being so likable in these press conferences that you can't even be yelling at Stefanski right now when you want to be yelling at Stefanski?
Oh, I can. Oh, it infuriated me. Because again,
he does such a good job, though. He owns it. He's like, this one's on me. This is my fault. This is my problem. We'll be better. It's like, just give me something so I can yell at you.
I think the problem is, it's the art of saying nothing. The problem is, when you say nothing all the time, that's what people start to think of you.
Like there as nothing?
Yeah, I mean, there is a part of me that I can't trust you to give the answers. And the assumption is, sure, if you're in year five, you're not saying nothing to people in that building. But, like, it is disheartening. Like, I'm not asking for Kevin to come out and go scorched, you know, earth like I did for the first hour of this show.
Sure.
Not all. But, like, that was, I don't want to get your take on this, that was as bad of a game as I've seen from Kevin Stefanski. So, you know, usually coaches say, well, that one's on me, and it's basically, I'm going to be the meat shield for the team. No. Kevin, I know it was on you.
Was that bad as the first game he ever coached in, the Baltimore game, where the Browns lost 38-6? We then won 4 straight after that game, but the very first game he ever coached in was a bloodbath.
Can I tell you why it was? Why this game, from his standpoint, from the job Stefanski did?
Yeah, because for a second, I promise I'll let you go, but it's like the idea that Stefanski's first game, he has no idea if he's going to be a good head coach, a bad head coach. We have no idea what to expect from him. Remember, he was not the odds-on favorite by the fandom to be the head coach of the Browns, and you just got the doors beat off of you by Baltimore. Why was this one worse?
So, because that one was first-time head coach going into a division rivalry, which he had no concept of, coming from Minnesota, and it was a pandemic. So,
no fans in attendance.
No fans in attendance.
No, like, preseason.
No nothing. This was
the cardboard cutouts in the dog pound.
Like, you should be above this game. And it wasn't. And again, so the leadership thing bugs me. The fact that when the stakes are low, there's nobody that gets the tires moving. That's a sign of, like, say what you want about Baker. You could see those wheels turning even in bad Baker games, and he was trying to get those things going.
I don't want to compliment Baker all day today because Baker obviously played a great game yesterday, and it's not what you guys want to hear, but you're right. When you needed, like, somebody to be rah-rah guy, when you needed somebody to get the energy going, Baker had that. He had that in spades. That's why I always thought him and Stefanski, I thought they complimented each other in a very nice way.
Mm-hmm.
Because Stefanski doesn't have that. To your point, he doesn't have that.
But I think that's why Stefanski didn't like him. Or I don't want to say didn't like him. That's not the right. But maybe got frustrated by that outsized personality and that rah-rah-ness. But I mean, I do think this was bad because you should be above this. You should be above being a rudderless ship when this isn't year one. It's not year two. It's year five. And all these guys were here last year.
Yeah.
It's not like there's, you know, like, I know new system, new, like, I get that there's some new here. That's, you have less new on your roster than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really just talking about new schemes or new wrinkles or, you know, guys coming off injuries.
Yeah, but you know this, Nick, like, you can be all the Robert, you can be Tony Robbins out there. It doesn't matter. If you're not prepared, if you don't have the talent on the field, if whatever excuse you want to come up with, it's not going to matter. Right? And I just don't know that they were prepared for yesterday at all. I think they took this season to and week one. Remember when we had Zach Jackson a couple weeks ago? He said the first 2 weeks were an extended preseason. Deshaun's never played a solid week one of the NFL. I looked it up earlier. He's 2-5 in week ones of, or not week ones, but his season opening games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's never really played well in those games. Like, shouldn't this have been expected a little bit? And I know we don't want to think that way, but in hindsight, it feels like we should have seen this one coming.
Not to the level that it happened. Because, again, the Browns have overcome poor quarterback play as recently as the San Francisco game last year. And there's a few others, but off the top of my head, like, even Flacco bouncing back from an interception. Like, we've seen this exact same team have a quarterback that struggle and still found a way to win with a good receiver performance, the offensive line doing their job. And that's what stymies me. Like, that's where it comes back to effort and leadership to me. And that's where it comes back to Kevin and Deshaun. Not one or the other, but both is, okay, Deshaun struggled. Okay, you've got some offensive line protective issues here. It was every single guy on the offensive side of the ball that, you know, wetted the bed. And then on defense, I thought they had a couple moments where they were picking each other up and everything was going. But I still see a little bit of that in that defense, too. Of that little bit of, when you get kicked, oh, no. And, oh, well, but that was on you. That was on you. Like, that.
Well, the sad part is that Deshaun could have been awesome yesterday, and you still might have lost that game. The way that the defense was. And this defense, he lost one home game all last year. Defense was dominant at home all last season. And, man, Mike McCarthy looked like a genius yesterday.
Well,
he looked really smart. Dak Prescott made some really nice throws.
So he did. But and they put him on the board early in that game. And so I'm willing to say that maybe Dallas took the foot off the pedal. I don't think the defense played as anywhere near as bad as the offense, though.
No, nowhere close.
I saw spurts nowhere close, where...
But it still wasn't great.
I saw spurts where... I mean, you're right. Like, the bar for them is not be... you could have won that game.
Like, you still needed a solid 110 passer rating game from Deshaun to win that game anyway.
Yeah, you're probably... Well, or just...
if you throw the special teams in there with the return kick that they had...
150 yards from Jerome would have been good. But, like, so that to me is, like... I do think just piling on one person... just doesn't feel like the right thing today for me. I don't know where you are with
that. No, I agree with it. I think it's interesting you brought Stefanski into the equation because I was thinking all day yesterday, Stefanski's almost getting, not a Peterlin pass, but he's definitely getting some sort of pass from the people. I don't know what to call it.
Siciliano pass.
I don't know. A Nathan Zagura pass. Call it whatever you want. I don't care.
Mac Robinson pass.
Give me some fun name attached to it, but he was getting a pass from people. I don't know. They were just so mad at Deshaun Watson. But I was like, did two coach of the years really buy you? Well, it would turn out to be a nothing burger in week one of the season?
Yeah.
Is that just confidence in Stefanski to get that turned around? I don't know what that is.
I think it's the opposite. I think it's everything's about Deshaun.
It might be. It felt like a lot of people that were itching to go ahead and yell about Deshaun got their wish to yell about Deshaun.
I think the whole Deshaun thing, and again, I need to be really clear here. In no way am I defending what Deshaun looked like on the field yesterday. The timing wasn't there. The chemistry wasn't there. The confidence wasn't there. He looked a little slow. Yeah. He held onto the ball for too long. His throws were errant. I couldn't find a thing to come back and be like, this is the thing that you can hang your hat on if you're a Deshaun apologist. Same time, when you look kind of big picture at where that whole thing was, what were we talking about just for a second there?
Yeah. Did you talk too long?
Oh, no. Because what I realized is I do think – it is more convenient for Browns fans to put this all on Deshaun because if we scapegoat Deshaun, well, then we can still, it's a good vibes thing. Oh, no, this overhears the problem.
If we get rid of this, then everything will be okay.
Yep. And by the way, it's exactly what
I think you're right.
It's what happened with Baker. Baker had a bad season in which he was playing injured. And I'm going to be honest with you, this station played a huge part in this. Baker's antics wore thin because you can't do that when you're 8-9, and Baker getting feisty about his injury, and so you made it easy for the Browns to scapegoat Baker, and they did because they didn't draft the guy, and who the hell cares? With Deshaun, it's just not as simple because you've got another $100 million and 126 in dead cap, depending on when you cut the guy.
Well, but I think for a lot of fans, it is that simple. Well, I mean, how many people are like, bench him right now? It's like it's halftime of week one.
But for anybody saying bench Deshaun, it serves no purpose. It serves no purpose.
There were so many people.
You know, and listen, you might like, I get the most popular player for the Browns is always a backup quarterback. And honestly, I have no doubt that was part of Deshaun's thinking yesterday.
Thinking about that?
I guarantee you Deshaun was thinking, people are going to think I got benched, and that is another...
He's a very online human. He's very aware, I feel like, of what the conversation is around him. I could see that.
And so, yeah. To me, I think if you think it's all about Deshaun today, I think it's us protecting ourselves from the fact that yesterday was more than just one guy screwing up and not playing well enough.
What percentage are we putting to Stefanski here? If Deshaun's taking the bulk of the chart, the pie, the blame pie, is Stefanski number two? Is the defense number two?
I was thinking 33, 33, 33. Stefanski 33, Deshaun 33, and the rest of everything 33%.
All 33. Okay. I don't think many fans are saying that with Deshaun.
216-474.
You're right, why? But yeah.
At the beginning of the last segment, we did tell you of the story that's been put out by Pro Football Talk, ostensibly probably gained by the Houston legal system, where it says Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson was sued in Houston for sexual assault and battery and the intentional infliction of emotional distress. And we promised, as we had more details, we'd bring the full story to you. Well, the lawsuit explains that the date was set for October 10th, 2020. So it was a date. It was not a massage meeting, which was obviously the genesis of all the other stories with Deshaun. And then said, Watson, per the lawsuit, was initially unable to find Jane Doe's apartment. He called her and allegedly began aggressively yelling and screaming and stating that he could not find her apartment and that he doesn't have time for this. Then the story goes on to say that she let him into her apartment as she had not finished putting on makeup. She came out of the bathroom to find him naked and face down on the bed, asking for a massage, and when she did not comply, it turned into sexual assault. And so this then goes on to the Pro Football Talk story. Now, this part is from Mike Florio. So yeah, there's a little bit of conjecture here. There's other national writers with more conjecture here, but saying this new case raises plenty of issues from the standpoint of the league and the Browns. It's possible that Watson could be subject to further scrutiny under the personal conduct policy. It's also possible that a suspension, if one is imposed, could give the Browns a path toward violating his remaining salary guarantees and ending the relationship. It should also be noted that this is a lawsuit. These are allegations. I continue to go back to that, but this is certainly something to pay attention to for Cleveland Browns fans. And yet another part of this story that has nothing to do with football.
Yeah, it just feels like it won't go away.
Yeah.
There's always going to be something, and it seems like there always is something. We just don't have enough information, obviously, for either one of us to sit here and tell you emphatically one way or another. Obviously, there's a lot in this case, and he's represented by Tony Busby again, so Tony Busby re-enters our life. I don't know. I don't know how this is going to turn out. I don't know what the Browns do with this information. How fast does the league even take action here? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, even if you look, Mike Hall Jr. with his domestic violence allegations and arrest and charges, he's on the commissioner's exempt list. Rashee Rice, who has a cornucopia of charges, although not domestic violence, he was able to play on Thursday Night Football, and he was the face of Thursday Night Football. So I would imagine that Deshaun's history of allegations and the previous suspension, I would imagine that if they do treat this as a separate entity, I would not be surprised if the league weighed in a little quicker on this one. But I mean, this if the league does treat this as a separate thing, even though it happened in the same time frame, which
yeah.
Charles Robinson of Yahoo Sports saying the allegation in this particular lawsuit are not the same as the prior suits, and then this is, again, more conjecture, saying, I don't believe the NFL will treat this as a continuation of a previously settled matter under the personal conduct policy.
Yeah, because the big difference here is that with the others, is that Watson specifically is accused of sexual assault.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yes.
We're not lawyers. I didn't pass the bar. That my sister did. I didn't do that.
Did you take the bar?
No. Do you think I would have passed if I took the bar?
Probably not.
No, that's a no. That's a lot of like actual attorneys don't pass the first go round. There's presidents that didn't pass the first go round.
I just think I think that's more of an indictment on them. Than it is maybe a supportive view. I think this is like, because I don't want to go too heavy.
Yeah, because anything we say could just be completely, we're two idiots just talking here. Anything we say could just be completely misinformed or could be, we just don't know enough.
But this was always a possibility.
Sure.
When you traded for Deshaun Watson.
You're 100% right about that. This was always, the demons could always come back. There could always be something that we didn't know about. I think it's interesting, as you point out, that this was not in the hotel room that we previously heard so much of the other cases around. This was him going to her apartment, obviously being in her domain. And then, yeah, this is awful. There's no other way around it. This is awful.
Well, and if you are just joining us, as we tell you guys about the latest lawsuit filed against Deshaun Watson, this one for sexual assault and battery and intentional infliction of emotional distress, you might be asking yourself, if it was October of 2020, how is this just happening now?
Yeah.
Well, in Texas, there is a 5-year statute of limitations on these types of charges, where I believe it says most states have a 2-year window. In Texas, it's actually a 5-year window. So that would kind of explain how this is able to, you know, fit within those guidelines.
Yeah, Forio did pass the bar, by the way, at one point in life. So he would have a good knowledge base on this.
Well, I will say, though, I think there is something reckless about I don't know. It doesn't feel as reckless when Charles Robinson does. Florio's just the king of conjecture, and I'm not trying to.
But he's also the one that lives in the courts and lives in these type of situations. Like when these situations happen, Nick, I tend to trust Florio more than anybody else around the NFL, because he does have that prior attorney experience. And when it comes, like, he knocked it out of the park in relation to the Deshaun stuff. When we got Deshaun Watson, he knew everything inside and out in a way that I don't feel like many national reporters knew.
I think when it comes to the legal stuff, yes. When it comes to the ins and outs of the league and how the league handles this stuff, I think he tends to speak in generalities. And anything about, you know, that this could give a path to the Browns voiding his remaining salary and guarantees and ending the relationship, I think that's where, to me, it's a little reckless.
I agree. Well, he always goes to the furthest conclusion. That's what he does, right? Like, he constantly, he'll give it out there, and then he'll say, yeah, this could be on the table.
Because he wants to be first on the moon.
Well, and he wants, yeah, that's a great way to put it, but he also wants some Browns fans out there to be thinking to themselves, oh, is there a way out? I mean, come on. The timing on this is, it's odd to me that it would be coincidental that the worst game Deshaun Watson has played in a Browns uniform, when the anticipation for what Deshaun Watson's future here couldn't be lower, and in the gutter even more, you have something like this coming out that would, in many ways, give Browns fans some hope to the idea that maybe the contract could get voided. Maybe something within this would let them out of this deal, and you could wash your hands clean of it all. I mean, the timing of it is very... It's very suspect in many ways.
So we have the official documentation here. It looks like 7 pages of the plaintiff's petition here and everything that it goes into. But if you guys are just joining us, there is a new lawsuit in Texas against Deshaun Watson. This specifically for, and the one way that I don't think it's conjecture is, when you add sexual assault into this, as opposed to all the things related to what Deshaun was previously sued for and suspended for, I would not be surprised if the NFL saw this as a different matter, which the timing of which could not have been worse.
The timing is the most confusing part of all this. I don't know.
I think the timing makes a lot of sense coming off the first game of the season.
No, I mean, that's what I'm getting at. Like, it's like this doesn't seem coincidental. I don't want to be the person out here saying that it makes. It's been a lot of years. October 10th, 2020 was a long time ago. You can come forward at any point for whatever reason you want, but the fact that the lawsuit comes a day after the worst performance of Deshaun Watson's career in a Browns uniform, that's very coincidental.
Well, here's the thing. One, Tony Busby did say all that time ago that there were other people that he was having conversations with that weren't ready to come forward with or might not come forward with. So the idea that somebody from that time period, even if it is treated as a different thing there, I don't know that that's all that entirely surprising.
This might have gone through the courts or whatever as well, and this just might be. I'm saying maybe Florio got tipped off to it today. Is the point?
Well, no,
it might have been going through for.
Well, no, because it
does say on Monday. It does say on Monday.
But I think what makes it, I think you and I are saying different things. I think you think that the timing is based off of Deshaun's just god awful performance yesterday. I think it's because I don't know you could pick a brighter time to bring this out than Monday morning quarterbacking the day after week one of the NFL.
What do you mean by a brighter time?
I mean, like, a lot of, like, if you had done this 2 weeks ago, there's still the preseason malaise that has set in around Labor Day versus doing it after the NFL fully comes back. And honestly, I don't, like, because I think if you look at it, people pay attention.
But that doesn't imply that they were sitting on this.
Yeah, I mean, Tony Busby's a really, a very smart, calculated attorney. He really is. He's done a very good job with all of these different lawsuits about making it as public and as uncomfortable for Deshaun as possible.
So on that, I think we both agree then.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah. Keith, did you have something there, bud?
Well, I was just going to say, you mentioned earlier, the petition was filed today. It was filed at 10:13 this morning. I guess that's Houston time, probably Central time. So it says on the document that it's not like it's been sitting in the court system for a while. It was just filed today.
Right. Yeah.
So, the latest here, there is a new lawsuit against Deshaun Watson. And we're going to continue to say this. We're not entirely sure what this means. We're not entirely sure how the league views this, how Deshaun's camp views this, how the Browns view this. But this is now another layer to what is not going to be just the next week of the Cleveland Browns' existence, but the next several weeks and potentially the next several months with the Cleveland Browns, and could very well. I mean, listen, I don't think it's speaking out of turn. I think there's a lot of conjecture to say the Browns could void his contract. But to say that this could impact Deshaun's future in the NFL, whether that's a second suspension or worse, I don't think that's conjecture. I think this is a pretty concerning development, whether you think these allegations, this lawsuit, has extreme merit or not. So we'll have more on this, guys. Obviously, it's the first time we kind of had a chance to talk about it. We'll get back to this as new developments come in.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.